It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Megyn Kelly says ever since she was removed from NBC, paparazzi have been lurking outside of her house. She said that she wanted to take her kids to school, so she went outside alone, offered the photographers donuts. I think that's really nice. And begged them to only take pictures of her and not the kids. She tweeted, all the paparazzi were nice except the Daily Mail. She said, they trailed us to my daughter's school and secretly videotaped my 7-year-old and her classmates and posted it. This is not right. Megan's lawyer says Daily Mail also posted completely false and irresponsible reports that disparage Megan by erroneously claiming that she has ever asked for more money than her contract requires. He specifically said that they reported that she wants the rest of her $69 million contract plus another $10 million as part of her exit package, which he says isn't true. Better Call Saul actor Todd Latorette is coming clean about his acting career. During a recent interview, he admitted to cutting off his right arm 20 years ago while he was off medications that treat his bipolar disorder. Latourette said, I severed my hand with a skill saw. The state of mind was a psychotic episode. He began getting acting jobs as a war veteran after lying about being injured while serving. He said, I was dishonorable. I'm killing my career by doing this. If anyone thinks this was for personal edification, that's not the case. I'm ousting myself from the New Mexico film industry, and gladly so, just to say what I've said. He hopes that by sharing his story, he can spread awareness on mental illness and provide hope for those struggling with bipolar disorder. But like, dude, like, what is that called when you say you're a veteran and you aren't?
Oh, stolen valor?
Yes. Wouldn't that be stolen valor? I mean, no one's going to let him act again for this, right?
No. And that, I mean, I hate stolen valor. Like, thank you to the men and women that serve. You are incredible what you do to keep us free and have the rights that we have. But at the same time, like, he's talking about that mental, like, time of his life where he was at that. Could you imagine being that psychotic that you cut your arm off?
Dude. Here's the thing.
People, oh, my gosh.
And people get away with actual murder if it is, like, deemed that they are
insane.
Not insane. Exactly. So, I mean, yes, what he did is awful, but at the same time, he was mentally sick. Like, he was actually
sick. So you don't think that he's going to lose acting jobs?
I don't know. I don't think so, honestly. I think he's standing up for awareness of how awful mental illness is and what bipolar can do. And it honestly kind of gives hope for people that are mentally ill or do have bipolar, that they can turn their lives around and they can get put on medicine and they can get help. I don't think he'll lose acting jobs for this.
That is so interesting. I think this story is one of the most interesting celebrity stories of the week. And Christina Aguilera talked about doing a Mickey Mouse Club reunion.
Woo! An actual reboot. I mean, no, I love those guys. I mean, are you kidding me? Ryan Gosling, Justin, Brittany, me. We definitely need some kind of a reunion at some point.
All right. Well, that'd be kind of cool.